نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the kingdom, the dominion of the heavens and the earth belongs to one Allah alone. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ Allah does as He wants to do. It is His rulership, it is His ownership. And in doing whatever He wants, Allah is that unique King, لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلْ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ No one questions Allah. No one can overturn the decision of Allah. No one can question the wisdom behind what Allah does. لَا مَانِعَ لِمَا عَطَيْتْ وَلَا مُعَطِيَ لِمَا مَنَعْتْ وَلَا رَادَّ لِمَا قَضَيْتْ That which Allah wants to give, no one can withhold. And that which Allah wants to withhold, no one can give. And that decision which Allah has made, no system, no power in this world can overturn that. There was nothing. Allah is the one who brought everything into existence. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ Quran poses the questions. Why do those who do not believe, why do they not realize and see and ponder and reflect that the heavens and the earth were compact? فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا We split them. We brought them into existence. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ And we created every living thing from water. The scientific deduction that the origin of all living matter in essence is aquatic and comes from water is quite recent. 14 centuries ago, Allah in His Quran said, Why do the disbelievers not see? وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ That from water we created every living thing. أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ Will you not believe? Quran makes ta'aruf. Quran introduces Allah. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير. What is Allah telling us? سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض. Everything in the heavens and the earth glorifies Allah. Is praising Allah. تسبح له السماوات السبع والأرض ومن فيهن وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِن لَّا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. We find that in Arabic grammar, in one expression, in one sentence, when these two words come together, in and illa, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا, then it gives the meaning where it incorporates everything. There is absolutely no exception or exclusion. What is Allah saying? وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Every entity that exists, this fan is an entity, is shay. This carpet is entity. This mimbar is entity, it is shay. This microphone is entity, it is shay. This kurta I am wearing is entity, it is shay. What is Quran saying? Every shay, everything that exists, يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ, is already making the tasbih of Allah. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ, but you do not understand its tasbih. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah is the mighty, Allah is the wise. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The kingdom, dominion, ownership of the heavens and the earth belongs to one Allah alone. Allah is the owner. This is a fallacy. This is a fallacy that human beings fall into, a lie, a deception, that I own something. This is my property. This entire universe, before Allah created it, what was Allah's decision? وَإِنَّا لَجَعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا سَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. Before creating this universe, Allah already decided the destruction of this universe. It belongs to Allah. It comes into existence on the authority of Allah. It remains in existence as long as Allah wants. Its existence will be terminated when Allah wants. What is Quran telling us? تَنْزِيل. Allah Himself introduces this Quran, Tanzeel. We cannot, my respected brothers, sufficiently lament the lack of munasabat and link and association of this ummah with Quran. Quran has become an irrelevant message. Our elders tell us, Ye Quran ek na ashna peygham ban chuke. It has become something irrelevant. Open a new shop, little bit, get few hafizes together, read Quran, barakat. Move into a new house, read a little bit Quran. Somebody suspects that some jinn got hold of him, or there's some sihr or jadu or magic or whatever it is, the little bit Quran is recited. But what is the import of the Quran? What is the day of the Quran? What is the night of the Quran? What is the message of the Quran? This, unfortunately, leave that section of the ummah that is away from the masjid. The ummah that is in the masjid. Sometimes a person is a five-time musalli. 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years of the life has passed. 30 years, 5 times a day, is in the masjid, is listening to Quran. Someone gives you a complex legal document. You'll pay someone to interpret the import or the meaning of that document. 30 years in the masjid. You are listening to Surah Fatiha. You are listening to Qisar al-Suwad, the short surahs at the end of the Quran. Not once does it enter the heart, this concern, this consideration, this desire, what is my Allah saying to me? What is my Allah saying to me? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, whenever I desired to talk to Allah, I would read 2 rakat salah. And whenever I desired that my Allah should talk to me, I would recite Quran. This is a message from Allah. It is not just a message. It's not just an admonishment. It is a legacy of love and muhabbat. This is that kalam that shook the hearts of kufr. The hearts that were steeped in blackness, in zulmat, in ignorance. Abu Jahl, Akhnas bin Shariq, Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, they would secretly gather at night to listen to the Quran of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day they got into a conversation that what will happen if the people come to know what we are doing? In the day, nauzubillah, we are calling him a madman. We are telling people not to listen to him. We are referring to his message as Asatirul Awwaleen, tales of the past. And at night, we ourselves are listening to his Quran. How is anybody going to take us seriously if the people find out what we are doing? So every one of them takes an oath that, listen, this is the last. After this, we won't come back to listen to his Quran. The next night, such is the magnetic pull of the Quran. Such is the jazibiyat. Such is the attraction, the sweetness, the ecstasy that Allah has kept in his kalam. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, "Inna shahwati fi qiyam al-layl." He would say, "Allah has kept my ecstasy in the standing up in salah, in the dead of night and reciting Quran before Allah." Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the haram of Makkah, one tabi'i says, Usman started his tahajjud salah. I went and stood behind him. He said, Usman said, "Allahu Akbar." He started Surah Fatiha. He did not go into ruku' until he reached Surah Nas. The entire Quran in one rakat of tahajjud salah. And what would he say? "Law tahurat qulubukum ma shabi'tum min kalamillahi azza wa jal." He would say, if your hearts were pure, if your hearts were pure, if your hearts were pure, you would never get tired of listening to Quran. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making tahajjud salah, I stood behind him, faftataha al-baqara. My Nabi started reciting Surah Baqarah. He says, I thought in my heart, yarka'u indal mi'ah, after 100 verses he'll go into ruku'. Thumma madha, 100 verses passed. Then he says, I thought in my heart, yusalli biha fi rak'atin. He'll divide half in this rak'at of Surah Baqarah, half in the next rak'at. Thumma madha, the halfway point also passed. He says, then I thought, yarka'u biha. At the end of Surah Baqarah, he'll go into ruku'. Thumma madha, Surah Baqarah was completed. فَافْتَتَحَ النِّسَىٰ ثُمَّ افْتَتَحَ عَلَىٰ إِمْرَانِ. He recited Surah Baqarah, Surah Nisa, Surah Ali Imran. One-fifth of the Qur'an in one rakat of tahajjud salah. Not like you and I, how we read. Ramzan Sharif is coming. What they say, they look for hafizes who are ya'lamun, ta'lamun hafizes. But you don't hear anything in between. Just hear the ya'lamun and the ta'lamun at the end. Very good hafiz. I remember a few years ago, our jamaat was in one province in South Africa. This is the month of Ramadan. We were going for one program. As we were on the way, we passed by one masjid. The road was blocked. The road was blocked. There was no space. In fact, the rabbi was taking us for the program. I had to divert. So I asked him, why is there some foreign speaker, some special personality? Why is such a big crowd in this masjid? So he said, in Tarawih, they only read the last 10 surahs. This is why such a big crowd. That shock, shagaf, attraction. Attachment with the Quran is not there. One-fifth of the Quran in one rakat of tahajjud salah. And not reading like you and I. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala who describes the tilawat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, يَقْرَأُ مُتَرَسِّلًا إِذَا مَرَّ بِآيَةٍ فِيهَا تَسْبِيحٌ سَبَّحَ وَإِذَا مَرَّ بِتَعَوَّذٍ تَعَوَّذَ وَإِذَا مَرَّ بِسُؤَالٍ سَأَلَ. He says, if my Nabi passed an ayat in which Allah was praised, he praised Allah. If he passed an ayat in which there was mention of Jahannam, he sought protection from Jahannam. If he passed an ayat where there was zikr and mention of Jannat, he made dua for Jannat. Like that, reciting like that, yaqra'u mutarassilan, pausing and reciting. 1/5 of the Quran in one rakat of Tahajjud Salah. Then he went into ruku and he started reciting Subhana Rabbi Al Azim, Allahu Akbar. What does Huzaifa radiallahu anhu say? He says, Kana ruku'uhu nahwam min qiyamihi. He says, the length of his ruku' was equivalent to the length of his qiyam. ثُمَّ قَالَ سَمِيَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدِ. Then he said, سَمِيَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. He went into qawma, the length of his qawma was equivalent to the length of his ruku'. Then he went into sajda, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَالَى. The length of his sajda was equivalent to the length of his qawma. جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. He says, Allah kept the coolness of my eyes in salah. When that effort is made, when that effort is made to link and attach this heart with Allah, what does Usman radiallahu anhu say? If the heart was pure, if the heart was pure, ma shabi'atum min kalamillahi azza wa jal, you would never get tired of Quran. It is an indication of the lack of the purity of heart. This is why that shawq, that shagaf, that attachment, that inclination, that link with Quran is not there. وقال الرسول يا رب إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. On the day of judgment, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم will complain to Allah. What will he? My Nabi will complain that my ummah turned their backs on this Quran. Such a Quran this ummah was given. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. What does Allah say? If we are to reveal this Quran on a mountain, the mountain would be crushed, would turn into dust because of the fear of Allah. Such a Quran this ummah was given. A few years ago, there was a Jamaat from Qatar. One of the Sati is a Jamaat, very Purana Sati. In fact, he had attended our Nelspruit Ishtima also. His father had come out for the first time in his life in the path of Allah. There was a program in Spingo Beach. The father spoke, 70 or 75 year old person from the royal family. Few broken words. First time he was giving bayan in the path of Allah. The same Sati. As the father was speaking, he was talking to me in the back. He said, Mauli Sahab, this is the first time that my father is giving a talk in the path of Allah. Arab, blood flowing with the blood of the veins flowing with the blood of Sahaba. Yet when the effort of deen doesn't take place, what does he say? He says, when we were growing up, if my father saw me reading Quran, he would get upset and angry. Then why are you wasting your time with the Quran? Why don't you read your academic books? 20, 30, 40 years of the life has passed. And still that inclination has not come. What is my Allah saying to me? What is this message of muhabbat and love from my Allah? Many of us may think we've passed the sell-by date. I'm gone too old now. My brain cells are not working. But why deprive your children of the ulum of Quran? Very often I give this example. One person brought his son to the Mauli Sahab. So Mauli Sahab, make dua for my son. Mauli Sahab makes dua, Ya Allah, make the son of so and so a muazzin. This man gets upset. He says, I told you to make dua, not bad dua. Why didn't you say doctor, lawyer, engineer, astrophysicist, muazzin? Some places they say Bangi Sahab. You don't know anyone to translate what that means also. The value systems of this ummah have gone upside down. Yet what did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, La yudawwadu fi qabrihi. La yudawwadu fi qabrihi. Allah will make the body of a doctor and a lawyer and an engineer, an astrophysicist and a scientist. Allah will make their body the food and the fodder of the insects of the grave. Allah will make the body of a muazzin haram on the insects of the grave. أَطْوَلُ النَّاسِ عَنَاقًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُؤَذِّنُونَ. The people with the longest necks, that is the highest ranks on the day of judgment, will be those who used to call out Adhan. إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ نَهْرًا إِسْمُهُ رَيَّانَ. عليه مدينة من مرجان له 70,000 باب من ذهب وفضة لحامل القرآن. What did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, in Jannah there is one stream. Its name is Rayyan. Above it is the city of Marjan. The city of Marjan will have 70,000 doors made out of gold and silver. For who is this? Allah has prepared this for the one who acquires the knowledge of Quran. لحامل القرآن لحامل القرآن. This is the Quran. Each one of them say, everyone take an oath, tomorrow we are not coming back. People will regard us to be fools. They won't take us seriously. We are mocking him in the day and listening to his Quran at night. The next night, such was the magnetic pull of the Quran. The hearts of Zulm, the hearts of Kufr, the Firauns of this Ummat. Yet, each one thinks to himself that he took an oath, so he won't be there. If I go, he won't find out. And all three of them come back to listen to Quran. Tanzeel. Tanzeel, a revelation coming down. Mimman khalaqa al-ardha was-samawati al-ula. Ar-Rahman 'ala al-'arshi istawa. Lahu ma fi as-samawat wa ma fi al-ard wa ma baynahuma wa ma tahta ath-thara. Wa in tajhar bil-qawl fa innahu ya'lamu as-sirra wa akhfa. Allahu la ilaha illa hu, lahul asma'ul husna. Tanzeel, it is coming. A revelation, a Quran, a message. Mimman khalaqa al-ardha was-samawati al-ula. From who? From the one who created the heavens and the earth. Who is it? Ar-Rahman. It is Allah. Ala al-arshi istawa. And what is his kingdom? Lahu ma fi as-samawat wa ma fi al-ard wa ma baynahuma wa ma tahta ath-thara. Ala inna lillahi ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Ala inna lillahi man fi as-samawati wa man fi al-ard. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath the earth belongs to Allah. What is his knowledge? Wa in tajhar bil qawl. وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. Allahu Akbar. What is Quran telling us? Shout out, Allah will listen to you. Speak softly, Allah listens to that also. Go even softer, so that only your lips are moving, no sound is coming out. Allah listens to that also. Go even softer than that. Close your lips, only your tongue is moving. Allah listens to that also. And go even lower than that, so that the lips stop moving, and the tongue is also not moving. Nothing is moving, only the heart is talking. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah says, we even hear the whispering of your heart also. سَوَاءٌ مِّنْكُمْ سَوَاءٌ مِّنْكُمْ مَنْ أَسَرَّ الْقَوْلِ وَمَنْ جَهَرَ بِهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِاللَّيْلِ وَسَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. Allah doesn't just say that Allah is listening to all this. Allah says, in listening to all this, it is equal for Allah. Not that it is easy when you are shouting and difficult when you are whispering. It is equal to Allah. وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوِجْهَرُوا بِهِ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ السُّدُورِ. Hide what you are saying, or make it open and apparent. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ السُّدُورِ. Allah knows the secret of the hearts also. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To him belongs the dominion, the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيدِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Life in his hands, death in his hands, advancement in his hands, decline in his hands. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He has power over everything. هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. What is Quran telling us? Who Allahu Akbar. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes tafsir of this verse of the Quran. Allah says, Hu al awwalu wal akhiru wal zahiru wal batin. In the form of a dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains this expression of the Quran. Allahumma anta al awwal falaysa qablaka shay, wa anta al akhir falaysa ba'daka shay, wa anta al zahir falaysa fawqaka shay, wa anta al batin falaysa dunaka shay. O Allah, you are the first, before you there is nothing. Allah, you are the last, after you there is nothing. Allah is such a first. Allah is such a first. Allah is such a first. Normally when something is first, we regard that as the beginning. Allah's first is such, Awwal bila bidaya, without a beginning. Something is last, we regard that to be ending. Allah is such a last. Allah is such a last. Bila nihaya, there is no ending to Allah. There is no beginning to Allah, no ending to Allah. Awwal bila bidaya. Akhir bila nihaya. What do we have at our disposal to describe Allah? We use words. Words are made out of what? Letters. Alphabets. Alphabets make up words. Yet this is makhluk. Your letters are makhluk. Your words are makhluk. We are using these things to describe Allah. My respected brothers, that which is makhluk can never ever do justice to describing Khaliq. Ye majburi hai, we are forced to, we don't have anything else at our disposal. We find word expressions in the books of Aqidah. Qadimun bila ibtida, daimun bila intiha. Allah was forever, Allah will be forever. What is forever? Forever is a very, 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 very long period of time. Yet what is the reality of Allah? Allah is the creator of time. Allah is above time. La yahwihi makan, la yashtamilu alayhi zaman. Allah is free, Allah is park. Allah is pure of space. Allah is pure of shape. Allah is pure of form. Allah is pure of color. Allah is pure of direction. Allah has created space, created shape, created form, created color, created direction. Allah Himself is free of all this. Allah is Rabb of all this. Rabb. Allah is Rabb. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib. Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain. Rabbul Mashariq wa Rabbul Maghrib. Rabbul Samawati Saba wa Rabbul Arshil Azim. East, West, North, South, Above, Below. Aina ma tuwallu fathamma wajhullah. Turn in any direction and you will see the nur of Allah. Allah owns all this. Allah is not confined by this. Allah does not occupy space. Allah has created space. La yashtamilu alayhi zaman. Allah is free from the constraints, restrictions, confinements of time also. Past tense, present tense, future tense, that is for you and me. 1,000 years ago now, 1,000 years from now, that is for you and I. Allah is free of this. 1,000,000 years from now, now, and 1,000,000 years from now, for Allah is equal. La yashtamilu alayhi zaman. Allah created time. Allah is not affected by the ravages of time. Ashabi Kahab, those youngsters, they went in the cave. Allah put them to sleep. How long did they sleep? وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا وَبَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. When they woke up, they started discussing with one another. How long did we sleep? How long is it possible to sleep? 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours? The back will pain, the head will pain, the bones will pain. You'll get hungry, you'll get thirsty. How long can you sleep? You'll need to relieve yourself. So someone said we slept for one day. Someone said we slept a portion of one day. What was the reality? What was the reality? وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَمِيَةٍ سِنِينَ وَزْدَادُوا تِسْعَى. They slept for 309 years. What was ajeeb? What was astonishing? That youngster, hypothetically, that went to sleep at the age of 15, wakes up 309 years later. His age is not 324. His age is still 15. Why? Because outside the cave, the clock ticked. Inside the cave, Allah stopped time. Time is Allah's makhluk. This tick, 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 tick of the clock, that is for you and I. Like a block of ice. Relentlessly melting away in the sunlight. The seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, years of our life are slipping away. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. How beautifully he refers to this. He says, Afala taroon, afala taroon. إلى الليل والنهار يبليان كل جديد ويقربان كل بعيد ويأتيان بكل موعود. He says, why don't you observe? Why don't you ponder and reflect over the movement of day and night? Can you stop it? Can you stop it? This inexorable motion.
which Quran encapsulates in this expression, يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ. Day is wrapped up by night, night is wrapped up by day. Day follows night, night follows day. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. How beautifully Quran opens up the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah. You are impressed by governments, you are impressed by technology, you are impressed by science, you are impressed by that which is apparent. Allah says, قُلْ, tell them, أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلِ. If Allah causes this night to remain, nighttime remains, continues, إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, right up till Qiyamah. Which Qudrat, which Ilah, which government, which scientist is going to make the sun rise for you? Namrud, what did he do? When Ibrahim alayhi salam said, bring Iman on Allah, Allah in whose hand is life and death. I'm cutting the incident short. He calls one person, commands him to be killed. Another prisoner frees him. He says, life and death is in my hands also. What does Ibrahim alayhi salam do? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. What does Ibrahim alayhi salam say? My Allah brings the sun from the east. You bring it from the west if you are Allah. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. La jawab, no answer. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah says, if He causes it to remain daytime, 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 right up till Qiyamah, مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. Which ilah, which qudrat, which government is going to bring nighttime for you? وَمِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah says, it is my mercy that we made it night time. We gave you night time, we gave you daytime. Night time at one time. Imagine if Allah had to say, half of Roshni night time, half of Roshni daytime. Roshni means light, in any case, just for, by way of example. Half of Roshni night time, half of Roshni day time, what will happen? That one half of Roshni will want to sleep, the other half will be making noise. They'll start fighting and arguing with one another. Allah made it arm, night in every direction. جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ, so that you can get sukoon in that night. وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, and then we gave you daytime. This inexorable movement which Quran refers to, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the variation of day and night, لَآيَاتَ signs. Such a system Allah has put into place. Such a system Allah has put into place. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, why don't you observe? Why don't you observe? أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, this movement of day and night. This tick, 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 tick of the clock. This inexorable motion. The days and weeks and months and years of your life are slipping away. Can you put a break? Can you halt it? Can you stop it? Is there any science or technology that can stop it? What is happening? Yubliyani kulla jadeed. Yubliyani kulla jadeed. Every new thing is made old. Yukarribani kulla ba'eed. Every distant thing is brought near. Waya'tiyani bi kulli maw'ood. And every promise of Allah, every promise of Allah is made a reality. What promise? What promise? قُلْ بَلَىٰ وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنْ. What promise this Quran telling us about? Tell them, by the qasam of my Allah, they will be resurrected. This life is temporary. Yet what is this foolish insan doing? Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, ponder, reflect over the manner in which Allah has constrained, confined, restricted insan to this ticking of the clock, to this passage of time. He says, ponder on this. It seems almost yesterday, the child was born. The father or mother in their mind's eye are envisaging the day, imagining the day. My son will graduate. My daughter will get married. Imagining the day that they will hold their grandchildren in their hands. How quickly the time passes. That which we thought was 15, 20, 30 years away, almost seems like it was yesterday. The mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is one of the alamats and the signs of Qiyamah. That as Qiyamah will come closer, the movement of time will appear to be faster. The years will become like months, the months will become like weeks, the weeks will become like days. And yet still we are chasing behind this dunya. Still we are anchoring behind this dunya. I went to one relative's place one or two years back. He says, I just attended a birthday party. By how long, how old was the person whose birthday party you attended? He says, 60 years of age. 60 years of age and still celebrating. Fuzayl bin Ayaz rahimullah, he saw one person. He said, Kam ata alayka min umrik. How old are you? How old are you? This person said, Sittuna sana, I'm 60 years of age. He says, Mundu sittina sanatan tasiru ila rabbik yushiku an tasil. He says, for 60 years you are on a train of life. You are on a journey. Don't you think the time for you to reach your destination has come close? How much longer, how much more extension you think you have? When janazah was going past, someone asked Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose janazah is that? He said, bhai, that is your janazah. That is your, and if you don't like what I'm saying, take it as my janazah. Why? Because Allah addresses His beloved. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah addresses him, innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun. Verily you, my beloved, also will drink from the cup of death. And every one of them will die. Like the poet puts it beautifully, Lokanatid dunya, tadumu li ahliha, lakana rasulullahi fiha mukhalladu, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If this world was going to grant perpetuity to anyone, if anyone was going to live forever in this world, then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not have drunk from the cup of death. But Allah addresses him also, you my beloved will drink from the cup of death and they also will die. Sixty years, what are we celebrating? Every new year we want to celebrate, birthday we want to celebrate. Like the poet says, inna lanafrahu bil ayyami naqta'uha wa kullu yawmin madha yudni min al ajali fa'mal li nafsika qabla al maut mujtahidan fa inna mar ribhu wal khusran fi al amali nujaddid sururan bil hilal idha bada wa ma hiya illa al sayf lil hatf yantadhi idha tamma al aam fa hiya kinayatun wa tarjumatun an shatr umrin qad inqada. He says, oh foolish insan, inna lanafrahu bil ayyami naqta'uha. You are celebrating the passage of time. Wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali. Yet every passing day is taking you closer to your qabr. That is not a grave. It's not a grave. It's not a hole in the ground. It is sanduqul amal. It is a collection of the legacy of the action of your life. We are living in such an environment. 2 years ago I was in Etikaf. One Sati came by me. Late at night, he says, Melissa, I want to ask you something. I said, what? He says, why have we become so desensitized? I said, what do you mean? He says, I remember when I was a small boy, if I attended one janazah for 2-3 weeks after that, I couldn't sleep at night. He says, nowadays I see the janazah is being lowered into the ground. And the cell phone is ringing and the business deal is carrying on. He says, why have we become so desensitized? Somebody else. That's someone else's janazah. Not mine. I've got method tekedaru. I've got some guarantee. I've got some extension as if it is going to be someone else. That youngster, he stands in front of the mirror. He's got his Ray-Bans on. He flexes his muscles. All those hours in the gym, looking from this side, looking from that side. Preening himself. Admiring his physique. That young girl, she stands in front of the mirror, admiring herself. Looking from the right, looking from the left. We can't say only girls nowadays. The other day, we were going somewhere, I saw one sign, Gents Beauty Parlor. Gents Beauty Parlor. Sahaba will turn over in their graves. Men Beauty Parlor. What direction this ummah is going in? Where is the value for time? Where is the understanding of the samanat? That young woman admiring herself, the bloom of her cheeks were compared to the bloom of roses, the twinkling of her eyes to the twinkling of stars. Little do we realize it is only a few moons, only a few moons. How long? Just a few moons. Which cosmetic treatment are you going to use? Which Botox treatment? Which cosmetic surgery are you going to use to delay the onset of the ravages of time? That which Quran says, وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. The one whom we took to an old age, we bring a reverse in his creation. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Why don't you understand? This life is temporary. That same youngster, that same young girl, a few years will pass. You bring the mirror in front of them, they'll say, no, don't show me, it's someone else, I don't want to see. I don't want to see also. Everything around us is reminding us. Kullu man alayha fan. Kullu man alayha fan. Kullu man alayha fan. Everything in this world is temporary, a passing phase. I'lamu. Allahu Akbar. Look at the manner in which my Allah calls out. I'lamu. I'lamu. What my Allah? Allah says, come to know. Realize. Hearken. Wake up. What must I know? What must I realize? أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ وَزِينَ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. What must I come to know, my Allah, that the life of this world is games, temporary amusements, a passing phase, each one competing with the other one. Chasing, chasing, chasing. كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيَةٍ يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً. Somewhere else Allah says, the one who has made this goal, this world his goal, the achievement of the material things of this world, has made that his goal, has made that the height of his aspirations. Allah describes him as a desert dweller. What is the oasis? What is the pinnacle? What is the goal? What is the height of the aspirations of any desert dweller? To find water, to find an oasis in the distance. This desert dweller, he sees water. كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيَةٍ. Now he starts running and running and running and running. That dhoka, that deception, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Yaqul ibn Adam, Mali, Mali, Mali. He says, Ibn Adam, insan says, my money, my money, my money. What is his money? What is his money? What do you own? What do you own? He says, what you ate was yours. What you wore was yours. What you sent ahead to Akhirat was yours. The rest of it was not yours. The rest of it was the wealth of your heirs was someone else. One of our elders says that our Jamaat was in Makkah Mukarramah. They took us to visit one Burmese businessman. This person was on his deathbed 25 or 30 years before that when he migrated to Makkah Mukarramah. He was selling imitation watches on the street side. He was an astute businessman. Allah opened his nasib. So much wealth. He was owning huge tracts of land on the outskirts of Makkah. Probably the most valuable real estate in the world. He says, when I went to visit this person, he was on his deathbed. Full of sorrow, full of grief. With tears in his eyes, he looked at me. And he said, Mauli Sahab, jahan mujhe lagana chahiye tha, maine nahi laga diya. Aur jahan nahi lagana chahiye tha, maine wahan laga diya. Ab maut mere samne hai, mujhe koi hal dikha de. He says, Mauli Sahab, where I was supposed to use it, I never used it. And where I wasn't supposed to use it, I used it. Now maut and death is staring me in the face. All the world, can it buy an extension? Can I go back? Harun Rashid, ruler of three continents, those who have some understanding of geography, such a vast kingdom, one person Allah gave, one person, such a vast kingdom, from Baghdad to Kashmir, from Baghdad to Portugal, from Baghdad to southern France, from Baghdad to Senegal, from Baghdad to Chad, northern Africa, one person ruling. When he would see a rain cloud, he would say, Umturi haythu shit, wasayujiba ilayya kharajuki. Rain wherever you want, your rain, the produce of your rain will still be in the kingdom of Harun. Such a vast kingdom, one person. Yet 48 years of age, prime of his life, he was in Mashhad in Iran. He became terminally ill. The physicians told him there is no chance. He orders that his grave should be dug. Sits at the side of the grave, picks up the sand, lets the grains trickle through his fingers, lamenting with himself over and over again, Ma aghna anni maliya, halaka anni sultaniya. All the wealth I have today is of absolutely no benefit for me. Halaka anni sultaniya, my kingdom, my armies, my treasuries, a halak, a barbad, they are of absolutely no benefit to me whatsoever. Where I was supposed to use it, I didn't use it. Where I wasn't supposed to use it, I used it. Now mort and death is in front of me. Show me a way. Show me some solution. That which Quran says, Allah gives you rope, and then Allah gives you rope, and then Allah gives you rope. Run, run, run. Hatta, hatta. Allah gives you the rope until which point? Until the crunch point. Hatta. What is hatta? كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيَا يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً. Like the desert dweller, he saw the water in the distance and he started running and running and running, shifting one goalpost, then the next goalpost, then the next goalpost. Amongst the narrators of ahadith, it is said the highest number of ahadith was narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 5,374 ahadith. The second highest narrator of hadith was Aisha Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anha, more than 2,200 ahadith. Aisha, our mother radiallahu ta'ala anha, narrates. Someone asked her, what did you hear my Nabi repeating the most often in the house? She said, I heard him repeating this the most often. The second highest narrator of ahadith. What does she say? I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeating this the most often. لَوْ كَانَ لِي إِبْنِ آدَمَ وَادِيًا مِّنْ ذَهَبْ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ وَادِيًا وَلَيَّمْ لَا فَاهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. That if Ibn Adam had one valley of gold, he'll won the second one. If he had the second one, he'll won the third one. If he had the third one, he'll won the fourth one. Nothing but the sand of the grave will satisfy his greed. If ilaj doesn't take place, if he doesn't go into the hospital, if he does not attempt to address this greed, Nothing but the sand and the grave will satisfy it. Allah says the water is in the distance, he's running and running and running. كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيَا يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً. He thinks it's water. He thinks it's water. So he runs. He thinks that's the goal. He thinks that's the height. He thinks that's the hope. That call, that invitation that is resounding in every direction. Paisa, paisa, paisa. Paisa ho to kaam banega. Paisa ho to kaam banega. Acquire the material wealth of this world. You will become successful. Your hopes will be fulfilled. Your aspirations will be fulfilled. That which goes against the grain of the da'wat and ta'lim of every Nabi of Allah. From Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first principle, primary message of every Nabi of Allah was one thing and one thing only. Find Allah and you will be successful. Wealth has nothing to do with success. Shop has nothing to do with success. Degree has nothing to do with success. Technology has nothing to do with success. The material world of this world, material wealth of this world has nothing to do with success. This is a lie. This is mata'ul ghurur. This is a deception. Every Nabi of Allah came with this da'wah. Quran is calling out.
ولولا أن يكون الناس أمة واحدة لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها يظهرون ولبيوتهم أبوابا وسررا عليها يتكئون وزخرفا وإن كل ذلك لما متاع الحياة الدنيا والآخرة عند ربك للمتقين.
What is Allah saying in Surah Zukhruf? Allah says this world has no value in our eyes. We want to pave the streets of the kafir with gold, give them gold palaces, shower them with the wealth of this world, give them bodies of steel so that they will know no sickness, no tiredness, no difficulty, no pain, no discomfort in this world. This world has no value. We wanted to shower it on the kafir. Why didn't we do this? We feared that the believer, when he sees the wealth of the kuffar, out of the lalach and greed of this dunya, he will abandon his iman. For that reason, we didn't give it to the kafir.
If it was of value, if it was the goal, if it was the height, if it was the aspiration, then explain, my respected brothers. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, دَخَلْتُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He says, I entered the room of Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, the pride of Allah's creation, the beloved of Allah. He says, I entered the room. How does he describe the room of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He says, فَإِذَا هُوَ مُتَّجِعٌ عَلَىٰ رِمَالٍ حَسِيرٍ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ فِرَاشٍ مُتَّكِيًا عَلَىٰ وِسَادَةٍ مِنْ أُدُمْ حَشْوَهَا لِيفٍ. He says, he describes the room of my Nabi. He says, my Nabi was lying on a straw mat. There was no sheet, there was no blanket, there was no mattress. His pillow was filled with date leaves, not down feathers. It was not soft, it was hard, it was arid. He says, I could see the imprint of the straw mat on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one another riwayat it comes, what else does he describe in that room? He says, I saw a piece of leather that was tanning. Leather that is tanning will give off a filthy stench and smell.
Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu cannot bear to see the beloved of Allah in this condition. What does he say? Ud'u Allah, Ya Rasulullah, ud'u Allah, falyuwassi ala ummatik, fa inna Faris wal Rum qad wassi alayhim wa hum la ya'budun Allah. He says, O Nabi of Allah, make dua to Allah. Make dua to Allah. Allah, open the door of wealth on your ummat. Why? Because the Romans and the Persians, they are the enemies of Allah. La ya'budun Allah, they do not worship Allah, and they are in the lap of luxury and wealth, and this is your condition. You are the beloved of Allah. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, wallah, my respected brothers, wallah, it was no personal desire for dunya that Umar said this. He could not bear to see the Nabi of Allah suffering like this. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets up. He was lying, he was relaxing. When he hears the statement of Umar, he gets up and he strikes him on his chest. Awafi anta hadha ibn al-Khattab. Umar, are you still in a doubt? Are you still in a doubt? أولئك قوم قد أجلت لهم الحياة الدنيا أما ترضى أن يكون لهم الدنيا ولنا الآخرة. They are a nation, Allah has given them dunya. Does it not please you? Does it not please you? They will get dunya, Allah will give us akhirat. The da'wat of every Nabi of Allah was to turn the heart of this humanity away from the created entities of this world. Away from the attachment and link with this. One salah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turns around. Half the saf of Sahaba have fallen down unconscious as a result of hunger. Half the saf of Sahaba have fallen down unconscious as a result of hunger. In that plight, in that condition, what does he say to his ummah? Mal faqru akhsha alaykum. He says, oh my Sahaba, I do not fear poverty for you. I do not fear poverty for you. وَلَكِنْ أَخْشَىٰ أَنْ تُبْسَطَ عَلَيْكُمُ الدُّنْيَا. But I fear the time when the wealth of dunya will be opened up for my ummah. I fear that time. Today we are thinking that is success. We are measuring the yardstick of the measurement of the advancement of individuals in this world is what? Who's wearing the Hugo Boss suit? Who's driving the fancy car? Who's got the overseas investments? Whose bank balance is 6 or 7 zeros? That is a successful person. What is the direction this ummah is going in? This thinking, how can it ever be weighed in the light of the ta'lim of nubuwat and the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah says the thirsty person thinks it is water. He runs. Hatta idha ja'ahu. Until he comes to that point. Hatta. Same expression. Hatta. Hatta idha ja'ahu. Lam yajidhu shay'a. When he reaches that point, he realizes it was a mirage. It was a trick of the light. There was no water. Another place in the Quran, Allah says, Hatta, we give you rope, Hatta, until what? Idha ja'a ahadahumul maut. Until maut comes, until death comes. Now the death is staring in the face, what will happen at that time? Rabbirji'oon, la'alli a'malu salihan fima tarak. When that point comes, then they will say, oh Allah, let me go back. Let me go back. Now I will do good deeds. Now I have realized. What have I realized? That the life of this world is a deception. That no one owns anything but the qasam of my Allah. Allah is Malik. Allah owns. Allah is distributed. Allah distributes as He wants to do. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The kingdom, dominion of the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيدُ. Life in His hands, death in His hands. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He has power of everything. هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ. My Nabi explained this. Oh my Allah, You are the first. Before You there is nothing. You are the last. After You there is nothing. You are apparent. Above You there is nothing. You are concealed. Concealed from You there is nothing. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And Allah has knowledge of everything. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا. Look at the manner in which Quran opens up the reality of this life. This whole batil system, this whole batil propaganda machinery is espousing this batil message from every direction. Paisa, paisa, paisa. Acquire the material wealth of this world. That is success. That is dignity. That is honor. That is advancement. That is achievement. And what is Quran telling us? What did Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam come with? Find Allah. Find Allah. Find Allah. This world belongs to Allah. The heavens belongs to Allah. The earth belongs to Allah. Life is in Allah's hands. Death is in Allah's hands. Make the qibla. Make the direction. Make the rukh. Make the yaqeen. Make the conviction of this heart. One Allah. One Allah. One Allah. We have erected idols of industry, idols of commerce, idols of rands, dollars and pounds, idols of gold and silver, so that even today, even the musalli, even the namazi, his forehead is on the ground, he's making sajda. On his lips, on his tongue are the words, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. But his heart is making sajda to these idols. In sajda also, not one second does the thought of Allah enter the hearts. We haven't realized who is Allah. Everything around us is shop. Allahu Akbar, bring an eye. Purchase one eye. The tragedy, my respected brothers, is that this is not something you can get in the marketplace. It's not cheap. But find one eye somewhere that does not look at the daughters of others. Find one eye that is not looking at haram. Find one eye that is not steeped in the blackness and attraction of this dunya. And wallah, in every direction you will see the nur of Allah. In every blade of grass you will see the nur of Allah. In the rising sun you will see the nur of Allah. In the setting sun you will see the nur of Allah. In the stream as it cuts down the mountain, that melodious sound that emanates from it, in this you will hear La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. In the thunder of the waterfall, as his water crushes to the ground, you will hear in that thunder La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. In that falcon, which is above the mountaintop, such an eyesight Allah has given that bird, it sees the ripple in the stream below, it begins its flight towards its prey, its eyes trained on that prey, sometimes moving 100 kilometers an hour. You drive your car 60, 70, 80, 90 kilometers an hour, remove the windscreen and what happens? You can't see. This bird, such a system, where's the windscreen? Where's the protection? 100 kilometers an hour. Faster than that, it is moving, yet its eyes are trained on its prey. Its beaks, its claws, it clutches its prey. Then it begins its flight upwards, flutters its wing, defying the laws of gravity. In that entire movement, wallah, bring an eye that did not look at haram. Bring an ear that is not listening to haram. Bring a heart that is not soaked in the love of dunya. Wallah, in all this you will see the nur of Allah. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard mathal nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah al misbahu fi zujaja az zujajatu ka'annaha kawkabun durri yuqadu min shajaratin mubarakatin zaytuna la sharqiyya wala gharbiyya yakadu zaytuha yudhi walau lam tamsashu nar nurun ala nur nurun ala nur yahdillah li nurihi man yasha. Allah is the nur, Allah is the light, Allah is the effulgence of the heavens and the earth. Everything around us is shining with the nur of Allah. What does Quran tell us? سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Allah says, we will show you our signs in the horizon, within yourselves, until it will become apparent أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ, that one haqiqi zat is Allah. The only reality is Allah. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. Everything around us. Look at the manner in which Quran calls out, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ يُغْشِي اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يَطْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرِ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Verily your Rabb is Allah. Allah calls out, verily your Rabb is Allah. Inna Rabbakum Allah. Who is Allah? الذي خلق السماوات والأرض, who created the heavens and the earth, في ستة أيام, in 6 days, ثم استوى على العرش, then he rose upon the arsh, arising in keeping with his greatness. يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا, he put the system of day and night into place, each one following the other in perfect precision. والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره, Allah invites you, look, انظروا إلى السماء وارتفاعها وإلى الشمس وشعاعها وإلى الأرض واتساعها وإلى البحر وأمواجها, look around you, look at that sun, surface temperature of the sun is 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit, core of the sun is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit, there is a chemical reaction taking place in the sun. Every second, 14 billion tons of helium gas is converted into 12 billion tons of hydrogen gas. This conversion, this chemical reaction, causes energy to be given up. How much energy? Equivalent to 500 million atom bombs exploding at one time. Sirajan wahaja. Siraj, Allah's shining lantern. Allah's open invitation to understand the Qudrat of Allah. 500 million atom bombs every second, flames 100,000 miles long. Did we ever hear some pipe is blocked? We ever heard it needs a service? Today the sun won't shine? In 1940s, an arc of light came out of the sun. Today we are very worried about load shedding. People are buying generators and are buying inverters and what and what. Blaming this organization and blaming that political party and blaming this system and blaming that system. Everything around us, Allah says, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. All this has been created to test you, what is the direction this heart is going. One arc of light came out of the sun in 1940s. Scientists at that time measured the energy that is contained in one arc of light. They found there was sufficient energy in one arc of light from the sun to power the earth for the next 10 billion years. Does Allah need ESCOM? Does Allah need any power refinery? No! This is Allah's system. Who are we? Where is the direction of this heart? This life is a test. It's an ephemeral existence. It's a passing phase. Allah doesn't need the industries. Allah doesn't need the shops. Allah doesn't need the powerhouses. The giver is Allah. The taker is Allah. The maker is Allah. The controller is Allah. والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك التقدير العزيز العليم والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم للشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار. الله أكبر. Time is limited. Kya kare bhai? Top clock is ticking. Allah is above time. We are not above time. Look at the manner in which Quran pukar is calling out. Unfortunately, when it comes to the bayans of deen, we become very conscious about time. A few years ago, our jamaat was in Ermelo. It was Ramzan time. Made tashkil of some youngsters. That time some, I don't know, they call it UEFA or something. Allah knows best. 22 people chasing behind a piece of pig skin. There was some big competition going on that time. So he made these youngsters tashkil, by after Taraweeh Salah, there will be bayan in the masjid. First question, how long? I said, don't worry, bhai, it won't be as long as the UEFA league match. There you want extra time. Otherwise, it's Indian time. Muhammad Latsab, Allah give him long life, he explains what's Indian time. He says, once the train from Bombay The 11 o'clock train from Delhi came into Bombay station at 11 o'clock. So there was a big celebration. People were busting balloons and busting crackers, celebrating. Why? They say, what are you celebrating? They say, after years, for the first time, the Delhi train, 11 o'clock for Bombay, came in at 11 o'clock. Someone made investigation. They found out this was yesterday's 11 o'clock train. Came today on time. That's Indian time. But when it comes to the talks of Deen, then we are very conscious. Then everyone is looking at the watch. When it comes to Taraweeh, we're looking at the watch. When it comes to Khabardar Friday, that Imam Sahib has to read Surah Sajda and Surah Dahar. Imam Sahib, 30 janaza they want to take out. Very conscious, then we become of time. Allah give us the understanding. Where is the direction of this ummah? Our value systems are upside down. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ اللَّهَ ذَلِكَ التَّقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ Allah invites, look at that sun. Look, Allah in the Quran, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ Your Rabb is Allah. Sustainer, nourisher, provider is Allah. What is Allah saying? Don't be deceived. No industry is providing. No shop is providing. No degree is providing. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ Your risk, your sustenance. وَاللَّهُ by the qasam of my Allah is not coming from the shop. Is not coming from the degree. Is not coming from the job. It is coming from the heavens on the command of Allah. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ By the qasam of the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, this is haqq. Whether you understand it or whether you don't understand it. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ Allah has destroyed riba and Allah has multiplied sadaqah. Whether it appears to your logic or not. This qibla, this idol of paisa, 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 wallah, my respected brothers, is destroying the iman of this ummah. One person the other day, he says, Molisa, be realistic. Be realistic. If I don't take loans on interest, how am I going to be competitive in the marketplace? Understand, analyze this, my respected brothers. How is such a person ever going to bring his life on the commands of Allah? Who is prepared to challenge Allah and say that you say riba is haram and I say without it I can't get my risk. The statement seems innocent. Analyze the yaqeen behind the statement. This is why Mazen Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullahi used to say, all the gutters and all the filth and all the stench of this world put together cannot equal the stench of incorrect yaqeen in the heart of one person. We are saying La ilaha illallah, we don't know what is La ilaha illallah. We are saying La ilaha illallah, the riba is going on. We are saying La ilaha illallah, the music is going on. We are saying La ilaha illallah, the zina is going on. We are saying La ilaha illallah, and every command of Allah is being broken. This yaqeen is to be learned. Like we learn how to read salah, and like we learn zakat, and like we learn the masail of deen, sahaba, 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 the companions of Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what do they say? Ta'allamna al-iman. We learned iman. This iman has to be learned, and it can't be learned in the shop, can't be learned in the job, can't be learned in the house, can't be learned in the comforts of our homes or our natural environments. This iman, this iman, this iman, by the qasam of my Allah, has to be learned in that same medan in which Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught sahaba iman. الدنيثة ثيابهم المشقة أرجلهم رواد الآفاق قطاع المسافات Their clothes became tattered and torn. Their hair was disheveled. Their bodies were full of dust. They went places, town, gullies, rivers, four directions of the world, every direction. What difficulty, what hardship, with one call, one pukar, قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Raising the name of Allah, raising the name of Allah, several thousand years before the creation of this ummah, before this ummah could come into existence, Allah Ta'ala sends, وَحِي to Musa عليه السلام, أَوْحَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى مُوسَى نَبِيِّ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ أَنَّ فِي أُمَّةِ مُحَمَّدْ لَرِجَالِ يَقُومُونَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَرَفٍ وَوَادٍ يُنَادُونَ بِشَهَادَةٍ Hadrati Allah ilaha illallah. Allah sends wahi to Musa alayhi salam that in the ummah, that an ummah is coming. The ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi sallam. How will you recognize this ummah? What is the shiar of this ummah? What is the symbol of this ummah? What is the distinguishing characteristic of this ummah? You will find them on every high ground, every low ground, every gully, every alley, every street, every alley. What will they be doing? Yunadun bi shahadati Allah ilaha illallah. They will be inviting to the greatness of Allah. They will be telling one person who is Allah, inviting towards Allah, the sifat of Allah, the attributes of Allah. This is why Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, "Hum isliye nahi kehte hain ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki ek scheme hai, jiske zariye se ab logo ko chille aur teen chille ke liye tayar karenge." We are not saying to you speak of Allah's greatness because this is some scheme that Maulana Ilyas or Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah thought up to prepare people to go for 40 days and 4 months. No. ہم اس لیے کہتے ہیں کہ اللہ کی برائی بیان کرو کیونکہ اللہ کا حق ہے کہ اس کی طرح نہ کیا جائے. We are saying to you speak of the greatness of Allah because it is the right of Allah. It is the right of Allah that His praises should be sung. مخلوق کا ذکر بیماری ہے, خالق کا ذکر اس کے علاج ہے. To speak of the creation is a sickness. This government, that politician, that individual, this is a sickness. خالق کا ذکر اس کے علاج ہے. To speak of Allah is the cure. We have to speak so much. Speak so much. Everything around us is inviting us. Recognize the qudrat of Allah. Recognize the power of Allah. Recognize the greatness of Allah. I am speaking to you. My thought processes you cannot see. My thought processes you cannot see. My thought processes are an electrical impulse that from the brain is being transmitted to my tongue at 124 kilometers per hour. My tongue is moving. You cannot see the words. Whatever I am uttering, you cannot see. It is being carried on the back of, on the shoulders of Allah's wind. In each of your ears, Allah has placed 100,000 telephones. Are you going to go to Cell C or MTN or Vodacom or Telcom? Where did it come? 100,000 telephones in each ear. Receptors for sound at the back of the ear. There are three bones. Hammer, stirrup and anvil. These three bones are a certain size. And they are set in a certain angle with each other. When a child is born, as the child grows, the head grows, the ears grow, the nose grows, the eyes grows, the hand grows, the feet grows, the lungs grow, the liver grows. Every organ of the body of that child grows, but these three bones do not grow. Is there some doctor sitting there? Some lab technician sitting there and instructing these three bones must not grow? Why? Because these three bones need to be of that same size and in that same angle to carry out its task. What is its task? It amplifies the sound waves that are hitting the ear. At the back of the ear is the cochlea, the inner ear. A small pool of water. Inside that water there is an object that is shaped like a harp, a musical instrument. It has 6,000 strings. 6,000 strings in a pool of water inside your ear. Each string vibrates to a different frequency of sound. So that at any given time this human being can hear 6,000 different frequencies of sound. The hammer, stirrup and anvil amplifies the sound waves. This harp or the string, according to the frequency of sound that reaches it, starts vibrating. 18,000 nerve cells situated there transmit this electrical impulse, this vibration to the brain at the speed of 124 kilometers power. Then you are able to understand what I am saying. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. What price tag are you going to place on the ni'mat of Allah? Can you contemplate? Can you ponder? Can you do justice to any ni'mat of Allah? Allah calls out, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. This insan is zalim and he is kafar. He is very, very ungrateful. Go to the deaf person if you want to understand the value of hearing. One ni'mat, one bounty of Allah. How many people are suffering with kidney problems? Few examples are there around us. For what? For us to realize the value of Allah's favor upon us. So that we make shukr to Allah. So that we show our gratitude to Allah. That kidney, what is the size of the kidney? It's like a walnut. It has 100,000 holes. Allah has created 100,000 holes in a kidney, the object the size of a walnut. Around it there's a rope. A rope of blood vessels. How long rope? 72 kilometers long. 72 kilometers rope is tied around an object the size of a walnut. And that kidney, what is it doing? It is cleansing the blood, sending the urine down with the pure blood back. In that tiny, who is seeing to the irrigation of that kidney? Who is ensuring that those holes don't get blocked? Your urologist? Look at it logically. Something that has 100,000 holes, size of a walnut, wrapped up with a rope 72 kilometers long. Which urologist in reality really knows what is going on? Obviously, they'll have fancy instruments. They'll use complex language. Why? Because they have to justify the bill that they're going to charge you. We're not here to run any doctor down, but the other day I came across a very, very intelligent doctor. Allah give him jazai khair. He says, "Mauli sahab, we have the best profession." I said, "What do you mean by that?" He says, "We charge the bill and Allah gives the shifa." One 70-year-old man went to the doctor. His urine stopped. Doctor put the catheter instrument. Urine started flowing. Doctor presented the bill. The 70-year-old man started crying. He says, "Well," he felt sorry for you. "Maybe you can't afford." He said, "Okay, I'll reduce my bill." He said, "I'm not crying because I can't afford to pay you." He says, "Why are you crying?" He says, 70 years there was one zat and being who did this work for me and he never charged me once. Today a human being is doing it, already he wants payment. I realize that. That is why I'm crying. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. When Allah's Muazzin calls out, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." That heart is beating. The lung is functioning. The kidney. Not my intention to go into a biology lesson. Time is limited. But each one of these functions are taking place. And Allah's Muazzin is calling out, "Place your mata, place your forehead on the ground before your Allah. Make shukr of your Allah. Thank you Allah. Praise your Allah. Hymn the praises of your Allah." Does Allah need it? No. Does Allah need you? No. Yep. يَبْنَ آدَمْ لَوَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ وَحَيَّكُمْ وَمَيِّتَكُمْ وَرَبَّكُمْ وَيَابِسَكُمْ وَصَغِيرَكُمْ وَكَبِيرَكُمْ وَذَكَرَكُمْ وَأُنْثَاكُمْ كَانُوا عَلَى أَتْقَى قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ مِنْكُمْ مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْءٍ. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, if the first and the last amongst you, if every insan, every jinnat, every male, every female, every one of you, from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah, all of you have to become the most muttaqi amongst you. All of you have to become like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even more pious than that. Ma zada dhalika fi mulki shay'a. This will not increase my greatness one bit also. لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم وحيكم وميتكم وربيكم ويابسكم وذكركم وأنثاكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ما نقص ذلك من ملكي شيئا. If the first and the last amongst you, every insan, every jinnat, every living, every die, every dead, every male, every female, all of you have to become like the greatest sinner amongst you, worse than shaitan. ما نقص ذلك من ملكي شيئا. This will not diminish from my greatness one bit. Allah is Allah. Allah is the Rabb. Whether you acknowledge it or you don't acknowledge it, whether you worship Allah or you don't worship Allah, we are in need of Allah. Allah doesn't need us. The most needy creation of Allah is insan. The most independent is Allah. The great most poorest creation of Allah is insan. The richest is Allah. أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. أنتم الفقراء إلى الله. What does Quran tell us? يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله. Oh people, every one of you is faqir, is a beggar before Allah. والله هو الغني الحميد. Allah is غني. Allah is the one worthy of praise. We have to speak of Allah's greatness so much, so much, so much that in everything we only see Allah. Coming back to that verse of the Quran, Allah says, وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ. Look at the sun, look at the moon, look at the stars. مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ. Every one of this subjugated to the command of Allah. يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَن تَزُولَ. Allah has locked the heavens and the earth to His command. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا. The sun is moving in a set line, set pattern. ذَلِكَ التَّقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. This is the pattern which Allah has set for it. How fast is it moving? Your speed limit is what? 120 kilometers an hour? Even with 120 kilometers an hour, how many accidents? Lovely roads, good lighting, marking. Still so many accidents. One star, the sun. The sun is moving at the speed of 720,000 kilometers an hour. 17,280,000 kilometers every day the sun moves. The sun is one star. Nine planets moving around it. 31 moons. 30,000 asteroids, thousands of comets and meteors. This is just one constellation. How many constellations are there? It is said the diameter of the sun is 1,391,000 kilometers. 12,500 times the size of the earth is the sun, one star. There is one star. Sun is 1,391,000 kilometers, the diameter of the sun, one star. There is one star, the diameter is 1.4 billion kilometers. There are so many stars, so many stars, so many stars. I've mentioned this many times. There is a magazine that is published by NASA under the title, very elusive title, The Plain Truth. True or not, Allah knows best. But they published it under the name The Plain Truth, January 1981 edition. In it they say that in this universe is so vast that with the light that is visible we can only see 3% of the universe. The other 97% is the black hole which we can't even see. We don't even know what is going on there. They say that in this 3% that we can see, there are so many stars, so many stars, so many stars. That if 1 second, 1 second is given to name each star, it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الظَّلَالِ. We haven't understood who is Allah. Every Nabi of Allah, this was the first da'wah, this was the first effort to turn the direction of this heart towards Allah, to instill the azmat of Allah, the kibriyah of Allah, the jalal of Allah, to make this insan understand that the goal and object of this life is one thing and one thing only, that is we have to find Allah. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Wallah, 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 my respected brothers, if Allah's nur, Allah's marifat, Allah's recognition has to enter this heart, then Wallah, this world will appear to be valueless. It won't be equal to a wing of a mosquito also. We are running and chasing after this dunya because we don't know what is la ilaha illallah. Because we haven't made that effort to bring la ilaha illallah in this heart. لَيْتَكَ تَخْلُو وَالْحَيَاةُ مَرِيرَةٌ وَلَيْتَكَ تَرْضَى وَالْأَنَامُ غِضَابُ وَلَيْتَ الَّذِي بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ عَامِرُ وَبَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْعَالَمِينَ خَرَابُ إِذَا صَحَّ مِنْكَ الْوُدُّ فَكُلٌّ هَيِّنٌ وَكُلُّ التَّرَابِ وَكُلَّ الَّذِي فَوْقَ التُّرَابِ تُرَابُ. Like the poet puts it beautifully, he says, if the whole world has to turn against me, if the whole world has to turn against me, and Allah, you are with me, then I have got everything. In my relationship, when everyone has to break down and my relationship with you is established, I am successful. There is no other success. Wallah, success is not in rand, not in dollars, not in pounds, not in the things of this world. Success is in finding Allah. It's in making sujood before Allah. Allah, Allah says in His Quran, that day is coming. وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. We will reveal what is in the heart of this insan. We have to bring this yaqeen, bring this conviction. Allah has to become matloob, Allah has to become maqsood. And such is the love of Allah, such is the kindness of Allah, such is the shafqat of Allah. Look at the manner in which Allah calls out, Yabna Adam, Yabna Adam. This expression, Yabna Adam, what does it mean? Oh human beings, who is contained in Yabna Adam? Who is contained in Yabna Adam? 7 billion insan today on the surface of the earth. 1 or 2 billion, na'uzu billah, believe that Isa is the son of Allah. 1 or 2 billion, with their own hands, are using wood and making idols and making sajda before those idols. Large number believe that Uzair is the son of Allah. 1 or 2 billion are agnostics, they deny the existence of Allah. They are also Ibn Adam, they are also insan. Allah is calling out to them also, Yabna Adam, Inni laka muhibbun, fabihaqqi alayka kulli muhibba. Allah is calling out to this entire humanity, O Ibn Adam, O insan, I love you. Now because of the right that I have over you, you also love me. Ya ayyuhal insan, ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Allahu Akbar. Wallah, my respected brothers, no language in the world can translate the shafqat, the muhabbat, the love that is contained in this expression. Ya ayyuhal insan. Allah is calling out to humanity. Allah does not say muslimoon, saimoon, dhakiroon, khashiroon. No! Ya ayyuha al-insan, the whole humanity Allah calls out, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem, what has put you into a deception about your Allah? Alladhi khalaqaka fasawaka fa'adalak fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak. That Allah who created you, sustained you, nourished you, Allah is waiting. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? No condition that you are too old now or too much of the life has passed. No! Even the oldest person, his teeth have fallen off. His voice is not even coming out properly. His back is bent. Whole life of sin, entire life of guna, entire life of Allah's disobedience. At that age, he decides that let me go and make tawbah, let me make sulah, death is around the corner. Society will turn to him and they'll say to him, bhai, where were you your whole life? Now you're coming. Like sometimes when you see somebody in the masjid after a long time, instead of giving him himmat, what they say? They say, is it Eid today? Did someone see the Eid moon? And whatever little himmat that person had, that also breaks. I'm digressing, my respected brothers. But Allah protect us. More dangerous, more dangerous, more dangerous than the pride of wealth is the pride of one's piety. What ulama refer to as ujub. Why? Because the pride of wealth can be seen, the pride of piety can't be seen. But what is the sign of it? What is the sign of it? When we begin to notice the weaknesses and the deficiencies of others. Once Isa a.s. is traveling with his Hawariyin, his companions. The companions of Isa a.s. are that jamaat which Quran praises. Kunu ansar Allah, kama qala Isa ibn Maryam lil Hawariyin, man ansari ila Allah. One highway robber. One highway robber, He sees the noor of nubuwat on the face of Isa alayhi salam. His heart melts. He decides to make tawbah. Comes down from the mountain. As he is coming closer, one of the hawariyin, the companions of Isa alayhi salam, looks at that person with haqarat. Looks down upon him. That this badmash, this sinner, how can he come in our majlis? We are Allah's accepted ones. He is a sinner. Immediately Jibreel is sent. Ya Ruh Allah, Ya Nabi Allah, O Nabi of Allah, Jibreel is sent to Isa alayhi salam. That tell both these people to start their amal again. Tell the highway robber that he made sincere tawbah, his life of sin has been wiped away. He can start with a newborn baby and tell your khawari, he looked down at a mu'min, all his good deeds have been wiped away. He also must start again. The pride of amal is more dangerous than the pride of wealth. Allah protect us. No condition, Allah has said. Elderly person, his teeth have fallen out. His whole life in guna, whole life in sin. Forget leaving the house. Yabna Adam, law balagat dhunubuka anana sama. Hadith Qudsi. The sun is 93 million kilometers away from the earth, million miles away from the earth. The heaven is above that. The heaven is above that. What is Allah saying? If one of you has to sin and sin and sin and sin and sin so that your sin reaches the heavens. This is not possible. In fact, if the whole 7 billion population of this world spend, they all become like shaitan, the blackness of their sins, wallah, will not reach the heavens. Allah is not saying the whole population. Allah says if one person has to sin to such an extent that his sins reach right up till the heavens. ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي Then one time he turns to Allah and says, Oh my Allah, forgive me. Once only. Ya Allah, forgive me. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي Allah says, I will wipe away all his sins and it will not matter how much he has sinned. Such a Kareem Allah. Such a Rahim Allah. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah's riwayat, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ إِلَّا وَالْبَحْرُ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ فِي أَنْ يُغْرِقَ ابْنَ آدَمْ Not a single day passes, but the sea seeks permission from Allah. Ya Allah, let us drown this insan. وَالْأَرْضُ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ فِي أَنْ تَبْتَلِي ابْنَ آدَمْ For floods to come will still take long. The earth seeks permission from Allah. Let us open up and swallow this insan into our depths. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ تَسْتَعْدِنُ رَبَّهُ An angel seek permission from Allah. Ya Allah, let us send down bolts of lightning and destroy this insan. So much of zulm, so much of oppression. Allah is Kareem. Allah is Rahim. Allah is Hannan. Allah is Mannan. What does Allah say? إِنْ كَانَ عَبَدُكُمْ فَشَأْنُكُمْ بِهِ If it is your slaves, then do whatever you want. دعوا عبدي أنا أعلم بعبدي منكم Leave my slaves alone. I know them better than you. إن أتاني ليلا قبلته إن أتاني نهارا قبلته If they come back to me in the daytime, I will accept them. If they come back to me at night, I will accept them. من أعظم مني جودا وكرما Who is more generous? Who is more kind than your Allah? Allah is waiting, the greatest sinner, a life of guna, a life of sin. He didn't even go to the masjid. He didn't even leave his house. He didn't even make wudu also. Just the thought entered the heart that let me make sulah with my Allah. Let me make tawbah. Let me go back to my Allah. Just the thought. مَن تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ تَلَقَّيْتُهُ مِن بَعِيدٍ Allah is free of coming and going. Allah is free of shape and form. Allah is free of color and direction. But the imagery that is contained in this expression, مَن تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ تَلَقَّيْتُهُ مِن بَعِيدٍ It is as if Allah is saying that He just made the intention to make tawbah. I will go and make His istiqbal. مَن أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُ وَهْرْوَلَةٍ The one who will walk to me, Allah will run towards him. We cannot imagine the mercy of Allah. Tirmizi Sharif riwayat, there was one youngster. His name was Kifl. Rasulullah said, such A badmash youngster, his entire life in guna, in transgression, in israf, in extravagance, he pays to spend one night with a woman 60 dinars, 60 call it Kruger coins, for one night with a woman. When he's in solitude with her, as he is about to do whatever he wanted to do, he observed that she is crying, sobbing. He says, "Why are you sobbing? What has happened?" She says, "I am not the type of woman that you think I am. I am not a woman of the night." He says, "No one forced you. You willingly accepted my offer." She said, "Hunger compelled me to accept your offer. I'm crying now because how am I going to give answer to Allah? How am I going to face my Allah?" Kifl, when he hears this, it strikes his heart that your whole life has been spent in Allah's disobedience. One time she is doing this wrong and already she is so concerned. What answer are you going to give? He says, "You are my sister. Keep the money, I will not compel you to do wrong. And make dua for me." He goes home that night with a heart full of repentance. Allah makes it such, he passes away the same night. What was the possibility? The possibility was that they wouldn't have even given him a good burial. They would probably have dumped his body in a garbage heap. He was known to be a badmash of the town. So what does Allah do? What does Allah do? The next morning, when the people come to the house of Kifl, written on the door of the house of Kifl, in lines of noor, "Inna Allaha qad ghafara lil Kifli." Allah has made the maghfirat of Kifl. Allah has made the maghfirat of Kifl. We cannot even imagine the mercy of Allah. In the Khilafat of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was one person who used to earn his livelihood from singing. A life of sin. He used to hide and sing and earn his livelihood. Late one night he's in Jannatul Baqir, the graveyard of Medina. His voice has run out, croaking, can't sing, he's gone old. He's hungry. He turns to Allah. He says, "Oh my Allah, forgive me. Oh my Allah, feed me. Oh Allah, I am in need." His tawbah also was such because he couldn't sing anymore. Yet Allah is waiting. When is the sinner of Allah going to come back to Allah? Umar is sleeping. He sees a dream. "Umar, my slave is in Baqi. He is in need. Go to him." The Khalifa of that time is woken up. Umar gets up, rushes towards Baqi. This person, when he sees Umar running towards him, he knew the reputation of Umar. He was afraid that Umar has come to punish me, found out what I used to do, so he starts running. Umar is running behind him, he is running. Umar radiallahu anhu says, wait. I have not come, I have been sent. He says, Who sent you? He says, "That Allah you called out to send me." An entire life of sin. "Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim." "Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah yaghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'an." Allah calls out in His Quran, "Qul, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O my slaves who have transgressed upon their souls, la taqnatu min rahmatillah." Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. "Inna Allah yaghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a. Innahu huwa al-ghafur al-raheem." Allah will forgive all your sins. Allah is very merciful, very forgiving. Turn back to your Allah. Quran is calling out, "Wa anibu ila rabbikum. Wa anibu ila rabb." Turn back to your Allah. This was the day and night of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Fafirru ila Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Run back to your Allah. Run back to your Allah. Run back to your Allah. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. Allah is waiting. Allah is waiting. Allah is waiting. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? To gain the closeness of Allah, to gain the mercy of Allah, to gain the forgiveness of Allah, there is a bridge, there is a medium. My respected brothers, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love Allah, if you want the mercy of Allah, if you want the forgiveness of Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me. Follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yuhbibkum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Allah will love you and Allah will wipe away your sins. Such a Nabi was given to this ummah. Allah says in the Quran, Allah referring to Himself in the Quran, Allah says, Inna rabbakum la raufur raheem. Verily your Rabb Allah is rauf and raheem. Allah is rauf and raheem. Allah referring to Himself says, Inna rabbakum la raufur raheem. And referring to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, Bil mu'mineena, with His ummah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bil mu'mineena raufur raheem. My Nabi with His ummah also is raufur raheem. This ummah is caught in between these two pillars of hope. Two pillars of mercy. Inna rabbakum la raufur raheem. Your Allah is rauf and raheem. And Allah Himself says your Nabi is rauf and raheem. Such a Nabi this ummah was given. Such is the maqam. Such is the status. On no Nabi does Allah take qasam in the Quran. Allah takes qasam on the risalat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran. Yasin wal Quran al Hakim, innaka lamin al mursaleen. Allah takes qasam on the Quran of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qaf wal Quran al Majid. Allah takes qasam on the land of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La uqsimu bihadha al balad wa anta hillum bihadha al balad. Allah takes qasam on the akhlaq of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَالنُّون وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْتُرُونَ مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Rajab is coming next month. Allah takes His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Mi'raj. In Mi'raj, what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to His Allah? That, Oh my Allah, أَلَنْتَ لِدَاوُودَ الْحَدِيدِ. You softened lead for Dawood alayhi salam. سَخَّرْتَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيَاحَ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ. You subjugated the winds and the shayateen for Sulaiman alayhi salam. كَلَّمْتَ لِمُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. You spoke directly to Musa alayhi salam. أَحْيَيْتَ لِعِيسَى الْمَوْتَى. You brought the dead to life for Isa alayhi salam. You made Ibrahim your Khalil, Musa your Kaleem, Isa your Ruh. You softened lead for Dawood alayhi salam. You subjugated the shayateen for Sulaiman alayhi salam. فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي. Oh my Allah, what have you kept for me? Allah addresses him, أَوَلَيْسَ قَدْ أَعْتَيْتُكَ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ. Have I not given you better than all this? Have I not given you better than this? أَمَّا أَنْتَ فَحَبِيبُ اللَّهِ. Ibrahim, Khalilullah. Musa, Kaleemullah. Isa, Ruhullah. Adam, Safiullah. Alayhimus salam. Amma anta, fahabibullah. You are the beloved of Allah. Wa Allah dhukirt, illa dhukirta ma'i. And from now till Qiyamah, my name will not be taken, except that your name will be taken with my name. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, till Qiyamah, never to be separated. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu explains this. Allah dhukirt, illa dhukirta ma'i fil adhan wal iqama wal tashahud wa yawm al jumu'ati ala al manabir wa yawm al fitr wa yawm al adha wa inda al jimar wa bayn al safa wal marwa wa fi mashariq al ard wa magharibiha. The name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never to be separated, not in azan, not in iqamat, not in tashahud in salah, not on the day of Jumu'ah on the members of the world, not in the khutbah of nikah, not on Eid al-Fitr, not on Eid al-Adha, not between Safa and Marwa, not in Arafah, not in Mina, not in the east or the west, will the name of Allah ever be separated from the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the cognizance which Quran gives to this. تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ أَذَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ بَرَاءَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَمَن يُشَاقِقِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ وَمَن يُحَادِدِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ Allah, His Rasul. This is just an example. Many, many more verses. Allah, His Rasul. This is the cognizance which Quran gives. Quran is scattered with the zikr, with the mention of even the limbs of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alam nashrah laka sadrak, the chest of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alladhi anqadha dhahrak, the back of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La tuharrik bihi lisanak, the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La tamuddanna aynayka, the eyes of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La taj'al yadaka, the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maghlulatan ila unuqik, the neck of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qad nara taqalluba wajhik, the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nazala bihi ar-ruhul amin ala qalbik, the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somewhere the heart, somewhere the hand, somewhere the face, somewhere the back, somewhere the chest, somewhere the eyes, somewhere the tongue, somewhere the neck. And then Quran brings the whole thing together. La amruk, by the qasam of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Nabi this ummat was given. One occasion, one Bedouin, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him da'wat. He says, I will never accept. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam points to the branch of a date tree in the distance. He says, if that branch of the date tree brings iman on me, will you bring iman? He says, yes. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam points to the branch. It breaks off. And doesn't just break off and fall down, but like a human being, it climbs down the tree. Then it walks right up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, I walked with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَسْتَقْبَلَهُ حَجَرْ وَلَا شَجَرْ وَلَا مَدَرْ إِلَّا قَالَ أَسَّلَاتُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He says, we didn't pass by a tree, we didn't pass by a stone, we didn't pass by a sand heap, except that it addressed him and said, peace and salutations be upon you, O the Nabi of Allah. Allah made him Nabi of the birds, of the insects, of the trees, of the vegetation, of the animals. Allah made him that which no other Nabi had the distinction. Ana Nabiyul Anbiya. Allah made him Nabi of the Anbiya also. This branch came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed it, "Man ana? Who am I?" It said, "Anta Rasulu Rabbil Alameen." You are the Rasul of Rabbul Alameen. "Man ana? Anta Rasulu Rabbil Alameen." "Man ana? Anta Rasulu Rabbil Alameen." He turns to the Bedouin. "Now will you bring iman?" He says, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructs the branch. It grows back. It walks back, climbs up the tree, and affixes itself to the position that it came from. Such a Nabi this ummat was given. Such a Nabi, yet no stone was left unturned. Irbad bin Sariya radiallahu ta'ala who says, it was a time of hunger, bitterly cold. We came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, three of us. We said, Ya Rasulullah, we are hungry. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were a few dates. Irbad bin Sariya places a sheet. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places the dates down on the sheet. Irbad radiallahu anhu says, I counted, it was 7 dates. The three of us ate. The Nabi of Allah ate. He says, on my own, I started collecting the seeds of the dates that I ate. I counted 52 dates that I had eaten. The other Sahaba also ate. At the end of it, there were still 7 dates. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrapped it up. He says, the next day, 10 sahaba came. Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent for the same sheet. It was opened up. 10 sahaba ate to their stomach full. Still there were 7 days. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am embarrassed of my Rabb to continue like this. So he took the 7 days and he gave it to one small child who ate it up. Such barakat Allah placed on the hand of His Nabi. There is one bahas, one discussion amongst ulama kiram. Is the water of Jannat more virtuous or is Zamzam more virtuous? Some ulama say Zamzam is more virtuous. Why? Because when Shaqq-e-Sadr of Rasulullah took place, then the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was bathed in the water of Zamzam and not in the water of Jannat. Is my Zamzam more virtuous, or is the water of Jannat more virtuous? There is one more opinion. In Tabuk, 30,000 Sahaba, such poverty, such hardship, such lack of resources, that one Sahabi slaughtered his camel from the intestine, the orgy of the camel. He squeezed the fetid black water out and drank it up. Such was the level of starvation. Umar radiallahu anhu comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah, if this carries on, we will perish, we will be destroyed." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mashwara. Sahaba say, "Ya Rasulullah, make dua." He commands the Sahaba, "Whatever water you have, bring it." One small bowl is filled. The hand of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is placed in that bowl, so that it is submerged in the water, and from each of the fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, streams of water start coming out. 30,000 sahaba, fill all their containers, drink to their full, collect water for the next few days, and still that container is as full as it was as the time when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his hand in it. Ulama say, not the water of Jannat and not the water of Zamzam, but that water which came from the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most virtuous water. Allah dhukirt illa dhukirta ma'i. From now till Qiyamah, your name will not be taken, except that my name will be taken with your name. Such a Nabi this ummat was given, yet no stone was left unturned. Such was the level of qurbani, such was the level of sacrifice, such was the level of hardship that he underwent for the sake of this ummat, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says, "Udhitu fillah ma lam yu'dha ahad, ukhiftu fillah ma lam yakhaf أحد ولقد أتت علي ثلاثون من بين يومي وليلة ما لي ولبلال ما يأكله ذو كبد إلا ما يواري به ابن بلال أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, I suffered in the way of Allah for the sake of my ummah more than any person in humanity. I was made to fear more than any person in humanity. And they passed upon me and Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu 30 consecutive days. 1 month. And there wasn't sufficient for both of us to eat, besides what Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu could conceal underneath his armpit. Such was the level of faqa. Such was the level of hunger. Such was the level of difficulty. Yet in the riwayat of Hayatul Sahaba, as Imam Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, that when this question was put, Ghaliban it Aisha radiallahu anha is the narrator of this, that what was the hardest day of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That Nabi who said, "I suffered more than anyone in humanity." What was the hardest day? The greatest suffering in humanity in the annals of history. And the question is put, what was the hardest day? The response is given, it was the day of Taif. 3 miles pelted. 3 miles street urchins set upon him. Stone raining down on his Mubarak body. As the stones would hit the flesh would start swelling and then swelling and swelling until finally the flesh split open. And that Mubarak blood, wallah, one drop of which is more valuable than all our lives put together, starts pouring down the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It clogs his shoes. He falls down. They force him to wake up so that they can carry on beating him, carry on persecuting him, carry on insulting him, carry on hurting him. It comes in the riwayat, Dajjatil Malaika. The Malaika started crying. The land of Taif cried. The sky above Taif cried. Finally, he falls down unconscious. 3 miles of beating, 3 miles of suffering. When he regains consciousness, when he finds some solace, some refuge, he raises his hands. إِلَيْكَ أَشْكُو ضَعْفَ قُوَّتِي وَقِلَّةَ حِيلَتِي وَهْوَانِي عَلَى النَّاسِ إِلَى مَنْ تَكِلُنِي إِلَى عَدُوٍ يَتَجَهَمُنِي أَمْ إِلَى بَعِيدٍ مَلَّكْتَهُ أَمْرِي إِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ سَاخِطًا عَلَيَّ فَلَا أُبَالِي. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, to whom have you handed me over? To those who have hurt me, maimed me, persecuted me, beaten me like this. I complain to you of the weakness of my strength, of my lack of planning, of my dependence on people. Oh my Allah, if you are not angry with me, if you are not angry with me, then I accept whatever has happened. This call reaches the Arsh of Allah. Malaikatul Akhshabay, the angels of the mountains are sent down. Jibreel comes down. Ya Rasulullah, give the ishara. Just give the command. Allah is waiting. The angels have come already. Make baddua for them. Make baddua for them. Curse them. And the mountains on both sides of Taif will be brought together. And these people will be crushed forever. Bil mu'minina ra'ufur rahim. Bil mu'minina ra'ufur rahim. He says, no, my Allah. No, my Allah. No, my Allah. If they don't get hidayat, their progeny will get hidayat. Allahumma hdi qawmi. Allah, guide my people. Allah, give them hidayat. Qurbani was given, and then Qurbani, and then Qurbani. In Uhud, utter pandemonium and confusion breaks out. The false rumor is spread that Na'uzubillah Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been made shaheed. Utter confusion among Sahaba. Just a few remain. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahal bin Hunayf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ka'b bin Ajura radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Qatada bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Talha radiallahu anhu, Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Habib bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 16 or 17 sahaba remain. They form a human shield around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 1,000 of the Quraysh are determined that once and for all, na'uzu billah, we are going to finish Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Arrows are raining down. Abdullah bin Qamiya Mal'un, he manages to break through this human wall, and with great force he brings his sword crushing down onto the shoulder of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khudha wa ana ibn Qamiya. He says, take this, I am Ibn Qamiya. Blood spurting from the shoulder of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba make their bodies, they begin to protect the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with their own bodies. Talha radiallahu ta'ala uses his hand as a shield. Arrow upon arrow, till eventually his hand becomes paralyzed for the rest of his life. Qatada bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with his own face he protects the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One arrow enters into his eye. The pulp from inside the eye comes out. He turns around towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With the pulp in his hand, Allah the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks to the heavens and says, oh Allah, the eye of Qatada was sacrificed in the defense of your Nabi. He takes the pulp from him, places it back into the socket, and makes dua, Allahumma ja'alha ahsana aynay. Oh Allah, make this the better of the two eyes. The son of Qatada bin Nu'man would say, anabnu alladhi salat ala al-khaddi aynuhu, faruddat bi kaffil mustafa ahsana al-raddi. فَعَادَتْ لِمَا كَانَتْ لِأَوَّلِ مَرَّةٍ فَيَا حُسْنَ مَا عَيْنِي وَيَا حُسْنَ مَا كَفِّي. He would say, I am the son of the one whose eyeball rolled down his cheeks. It was returned back to the socket by the hand of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It became better than the other eye. What a beautiful hand. What a beautiful eye. Kuffar were determined. Sahaba used their bodies as a human shield to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They became a living embodiment. They became a living testimony of that poem which Abu Talib recited when the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was boycotted in Shi'ab Abi Talib for 3 years. Food, water, supplies cut off to such an extent that it is mentioned in the riwayat that the little baby Fatima radiallahu anha would grab hold of the dress of her mother and say, Ummi alatash, Ummi alatash, oh my mother, I am thirsty, oh my mother, I am thirsty. At that time, Abu Talib recited a poem, 90 couplets, what is called Qasida Lamia. كَرَّبْتُمْ وَبَيْتِ اللَّهِ نُبْزَى مُحَمَّدًا وَلَمَّا نُطَاعِنُ دُونَهُ وَنُنَاضِلِي وَنُسْلِمُهُ حَتَّى نُصَرَّى حَوْلَهُ وَنُذْهَلَ عَنَا بَنَائِنَا وَالْحَلَائِلِي وَأَبْيَضَ يُسْتَسْقَى الْغَمَامُ بِوَجْهِ ثُمَالُ الْيَتَامَ عِسْمَةٌ لِلْأَرَامِلِي. The crux of what he said that you want to harm my nephew, you will have to slaughter every one of us and you will have to climb a mountain of our corpses before you harm one hair on the body of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The misdaq and the reality of that poem didn't take place at that time. But in Uhud, these few sahaba brought this expression of Abu Talib alive. Utba bin Abi Waqqas, noticing this, that the arrows cannot go through because sahaba are protecting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with their physical bodies. What does he do? He picks up a huge rock. He picks up a huge rock. Sahaba were not anticipating a rock. He takes this huge rock and he flings it over this human wall. And this huge boulder comes crushing down onto the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Which face? Which face? According to the tafsir of Alama Razi rahmatullah alayhi, that face upon which Allah took qasam, wad duha. Wad duha, tere roshan chehre ki qasam. Wal layli idha saja, by the oath of your shining face. Such a face, ulama say amongst the myriad mu'ajizat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one miracle was his face also. That anyone who looked at his face with truth in his heart, with sincerity in his heart, would immediately be convinced this is the face of a Nabi. On the morning of his birth, there was one Jew running around like a madman in Makkah. Was any male child born last night? Was any male child born last night? They said yes. Is his father alive? They said yes. He said, I'm not talking about that child. Is there any male child born last night whose father is not alive? They said, yes, the grandson of Abdul Muttalib was born last night. He said, take me to him. The newborn baby, newborn Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he is brought in front of this Jew, just looking at his face, immediately the words come on the lips of this Jew, وَيْلٌ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ لَقَدْ خَرَجَتِ النُّبُوَّةُ مِنْهَا وَرُحْتُمْ بِهَا يَا مَعْشَرَ قُرَيْشِ وَاللَّهِ لَيَسْتُوَنَّ بِكُمْ سَتْوَةً يَظْهَرُ أَمْرُهَا فِي الشَّرْقِ وَالْغَرْبِ. That halakat, destruction to the Bani Israel, Nubuwat has left you forever. Mubarak to you, O Quraysh, Nubuwat has come to you. Then he points to the newborn baby and he says, Wallah, the nur and light of this child will light up the entire world. Just looking at his face. Abdullah bin Mubarak, a Jewish scholar, he says, I heard that the Qurayshi youngster who claims to be a Nabi of Allah has come to Medina. He was giving his first khutbah. Irtajjan nas ilay. The whole of Medina out of curiosity gathered. He was a Jewish scholar. He says, my curiosity was piqued. I also went for his first khutbah. As I came closer, falamma nadartu ila wajihi, when my gaze fell upon his face. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is lying in the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabawi, his head on the lap of Jabir bin Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Jabir bin Samura says, I looked, it was a 14 full moon night. He said, I looked at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I looked at the moon, I looked at his face, I looked at the moon. By the qasam of my Allah, the beauty of his face was more than that of the moon. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَأَنَّ الشَّمْسِ تَجْرِي فِي وَجِهِ وَإِذَا ضَحِكَ يَتَلَالَوْ فِي الْجُدُرِ. He says, I have never seen anything more beautiful than the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was as if the sun would shine from his face. And when my Nabi would smile, the nur of his smile could be seen on the wall in front of him. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, مَا شَمَمْتُ عَمَّرًا وَلَا مِسْكًا وَلَا شَيْئًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ تِيبِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He says, I have never smelled any musk, any amber, any itar more beautiful than the natural fragrance which would come from the body of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, مَنْ رَآهُ بَدِيهَةً هَابَهُ وَمَنْ خَالَتَهُ مَعْرِفَةً أَحَبَّهُ يَقُولُ نَعِتُهُ لَمْ أَرَ قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ. The one who suddenly came upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be overawed. And as he interacted with him, he would automatically start to love him. And the one who described him would say, before this and after this, I have never seen anything more beautiful than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Him bin Abi Hala would say, يَتَلَأْلَوْ وَجُهُ تَلَأْلُوَ الْقَمْرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ, that the face of my Nabi would shine like the 14th full moon. Abdullah bin Mubarak says, my gaze fell on the face of this person who claims to be a Nabi of Allah. فَلَمَّا نَذَرْتُ إِلَىٰ وَجِهِ, when I looked at his face, تَبَيَّنْتُ, mere dil ne yaqeen kar liya, my heart spoke to me and attested, أَنَّ وَجَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجِهِ كَذَّاب, this is not the face of a liar, this is the face of a Nabi of Allah. That same Mubarak face, the rock of Utba bin Abi Waqqas, comes crushing down on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam falls back. There is a rock behind him. His neck hits the side of the rock. The helmet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crushes into the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The metal gets stuck. Fragments of the metal get stuck in the temple of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the side of his neck hits that rock, he falls further backwards. There is a hole in the ground. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam falls into the hole and he falls unconscious. There are no words that can describe what happened to Sahaba at that juncture. Because it appeared as if Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been made shaheed. A little while later he gains consciousness. His eyes open. 70 of the Ansar of Medina had been made shaheed. That face which Quran takes qasam upon today is full of blood. That zulfa which Quran takes qasam upon is full of blood and dust. Sahaba turned to him with one voice. Udullaha alayhim. Udullaha alayhim. O Nabi of Allah, make baddua for them. Invoke the curses of Allah upon them. Allah destroy the kuffar. Allah destroy the disbelievers. Umar was that personality whom Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر, if there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Such wisdom Allah had given Umar. He says, if at that juncture, such was the level of suffering among Sahaba, such was the level of pain on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if my Nabi had raised his hand and made baddua, لَهَلَكْنَا مِنْ عِنْدِ آخِرِنَا, Allah would have wiped the earth free of us. Allah would have wiped the earth free of humanity. Udullah alayhim, ya Rasulullah, make baddua. He raises his hands. Umar says, the thought came in our heart, now they are finished. Yet what dua does he make? Allahumma hdi qawmi. Allahumma hdi qawmi. He turns to Sahaba. He says, ama inni lam ub'ath la'anan. He says, oh my Sahaba, Allah has not sent me as one who will curse his ummah. Allah has not sent me as one who will curse his ummah. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ دَاعِيًا وَرَحْمَةً. Allah has sent me as a da'i. And Allah has sent me as a mercy. Allahumma ahdi qawmi. Allahumma ahdi qawmi فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Oh Allah, give my ummah hidayat. Oh my Allah, give my ummah hidayat. Night in, night out, day in, day out. This was the pukar, this was the cry, this was the pain of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hidayat for this ummah, hidayat for this ummah, hidayat for this ummah. He would cry, Aisha would see, his whole body would be writhing, tears would be pouring down his cheeks, tears in his beard, from the beard onto the ground, over and over again. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Oh Allah my Ummat. Oh Allah my Ummat. Oh Allah my Ummat. On the day of judgment, يُؤْتَى بِجَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. It comes in the riwayat, Jahannam will be brought. لَهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ زِمَامٍ. Jahannam will have 70,000 rains. Holding it down, such a wabal Allah has created. Allah protect us. Holding Jahannam down, each rain there will be 70,000 malaika, 490 million malaika to hold Jahannam down. Yet it comes in the riwayat, Jahannam will come. تَزْفَرُ الزَّفْرَ تَزْفَرُ الزَّفْرَ. Jahannam will screech and scream. Such will be this blood-curling scream that مَا مِن مَلَكٍ مُقَرَّبٍ وَلَا نَبِيٍ مُرْسَلٍ. Not a single angel, not a single Nabi of Allah when they will hear this, not a single human being, إِلَّا جَسَى عَلَىٰ رُبَّتَيْهِ, except that they will fall down onto their knees and they will say, Ya Rabbi Nafsi, Nafsi. Ya Rabbi Nafsi, Nafsi. Allah save me. Allah save me. Ibrahim Khalilullah will say, Ya Rabbi Nafsi, Nafsi. Isa Ruhullah will say, Ya Rabbi, لَا أَسَلُكَ أُمِّي مَرْيَمْ. Allah, I'm not asking you to save my mother Maryam. Save me from Jahannam. Each human being, each Nabi, Adam alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, the galaxy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, insaniyat, humanity, Ya Rabbi Nafsi, Nafsi, Ya Rabbi Nafsi, Nafsi, Ya Rabbi Nafsi, Nafsi. In one corner there will be one person. His call will be unique. His cry will be unique. His cry will be distinguished from every other cry. That personality is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And what will he be saying? Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati. Oh Allah, my Ummat. Oh Allah, my Ummat. That same Ummat. That same Ummat whose business is steeped in riba. That same Ummat whose daughters are dancing naked in public. That same Ummat whose youth has the musical instruments in their ears and their bodies are jiving to the crowd. That same Ummat that has brought those shaitan boxes into their homes, those instruments of zina into their homes. That same Ummat that has broken the hearts of their parents. That same Ummat that has trampled on the sunnats of this Nabi. All this will have been presented to him. And still he will be saying, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati. Who is he crying for? Who will he be crying for? Will he be crying for his daughter Fatima? Will he be crying for his other daughters? Will he be crying for his grandchildren? No! Their Jannat was already guaranteed. Sayyidat Nisa Ahlil Jannat Fatima. His grandchildren, he said, Sayyida Shabab Ahlil Jannah Al Hasan Al Hussein. Will he be crying for his Sahaba? No! Allah had already revealed in His Quran that which no other Nabi received. Kullan, kullan, O my Nabi, kullan, every one of your Sahaba, kullan, those who accepted Iman in Makkah, kullan, those who accepted Iman after Hijrat, kullan, those who accepted Iman in Medina, kullan, Sahaba Badr, kullan, Sahaba Hudaybiyah, kullan, Sahaba Fateh Makkah, kullan, Sahaba Hajjatul Wada, kullan, the last Sahabi that brought Iman on your hand, kullan, Allah had already guaranteed, wa'adallahu al-husna, Jannat is wajib for them. Not one of your Sahaba will go to Jahannam. Who will he be crying for? This Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati will be for who? For you and I, my respected brothers. For the same Ummat that trampled every command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything was placed on the mantle of sacrifice, night in, night out, day in, day out. Our elders are saying, my respected brothers, this ijtimai dard, this collective pain and cry and concern of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for humanity has come out of Ummat. Like ants, humanity are going towards Jahannam. One janaza is going in Medina. My Nabi is crying. Sahaba say, Alaysat Yahudiyat? Ya Rasulullah, is it not the janaza of a Jew? Is it not a Jew that... He says, Alaysat nafsun tafallatat minni? Is it not another ummati of mine that is going to Jahannam forever and ever? How can I not cry? His whole body would be writhing. Aisha would look on helplessly, radiallahu anha. Then Ya Rasulullah, why are you doing this to yourself? Jibreel would be saying, what is making you cry like this? Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Like a father whose whole family are burning in front of him in the house. And there's nothing he can do. Like a mother whose little baby is dying in front of her. Wallah, more than that. More than that was the grief and sorrow in the cry of Muhammad for this ummah. His cry caused the malaika to cry. His cry caused the arsh of Allah to cry. Allah sent down Jibreel. Like a mother when she can't take the sobbing and crying of her child. What does she do? She cuddles the child, embraces the child. Stop crying, stop crying, stop crying. Like this Jibreel was said again and again. Oh my Nabi, stop crying, stop crying, stop crying. لَعَلَّكَ بَاقِعُ النَّفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ لَعَلَّكَ بَاقِعُ النَّفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارٍ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرٍ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُ فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ حَسْرَتْ كَرْتَي كَرْتَي اپنے آپ کو نہ مٹا دے. With grief and sorrow over them, do not destroy yourself, O my Nabi. Still he would say, Ya Allah, my ummat, my ummat, my ummat. Allah sends Jibreel, سَنُرْضِيكَ فِي أُمَّتِكَ. We will please you with regards to your ummat. We will please you with regards to your ummat. Where is this ijtimai dar today? Where is this cry today? My respected brothers, this is not ijtima of Roshni. This is not some gathering. Make tawbah, every one of us make tawbah. Every one of us from the bottom of our heart make tawbah. That I am not a doctor, I am not a lawyer, I am not an engineer. Allah has not sent me to amass the wealth of this dunya. This is not my goal or my goal. This is not my goal. This is not my objective. I have no other job, no other mission, no other cry besides that of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like salah is an order of Allah, and like zakat is an order of Allah, and like hajj is an order of Allah, by the qasam of my Allah, da'wat and tabligh is an order of Allah. Jis ne Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam ke khatme nubuwat par iman laya, the one who brought iman on the khatme nubuwat of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. La nabiyya ba'di wa la ummata ba'da ummati. What did he say in his hajjatul wada? Ibn Kasir rahimahullah's riwayat, there will be no nabi after me, no ummat to come after this ummat. Falyuballigh ash-shahidu minkum al-ghaib. Oh my ummat, this zimmedari and responsibility of tabligh, this dard and pain of humanity, I am handing it over to my ummat. Make tawbah, my respected brothers, from the bottom of our heart, over our sins, and tawbah over the greatest sin, that we did not make the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the object of our lives. We were living as doctors, living as lawyers, living as businessmen, living as everything else, but we were not living as the workers of the work of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We were not living as those who will get up in night and cry for humanity. We were not living as those who will raise the flag of rahmat and mercy of humanity, that flag of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and make intention from now, my respected brothers, that for the rest of our life, for the rest of our life, we will change the direction of our life. The direction of our life will be the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the dard of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the pain of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We will go gully to gully, town to town, alley to alley, nation to nation, town to town, country to country, with this dard and pain of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that finally when the breath in our body breaks, then Allah's malaika will come down for istiqbal. Allah himself will be saying, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Then Allah would say, I was waiting for you. Come now, come now. Your jannat is ready. My mercy is ready. My malaika were waiting for you also. Your nafs, your ruh, is pak, is pure. This is the type of death that we have to aspire for. This is the type of death. This was the road of Sahaba Ikram, my respected brothers. Tubu ilallahi jami'an. Ayyuhal mu'minun. Turn in tawbah. Turn in repentance to Allah. Let us stop living such a life. My respected brothers, Allah protect us. Let us turn away from a life of disobedience, so that if we remain on that, Allah protect us. So that when the time comes to leave this world, Jahannam is waiting for us. The malaika of azab are waiting for us. No, my respected brothers. Make tawbah now and make decision. Each one of us. Don't look left, don't look right. Don't look at our circumstance. The doer is Allah. The maker is Allah. We are the workers of the work of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To learn and understand this responsibility. Nakat cash from this ishtimaf. Now, my respected brothers, the clock of our life is ticking. Stand up each one of us and give our names to go four months in the path of Allah. Come, my respected brothers. Tawbah ke pukhtagi ke liye. For death to come in our tawbah. We have to move in the path of Allah. Let us go country to country, town to town. Raise the name of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth. Humanity is waiting. We are the Jamaat of Mercy for humanity. They are crying out, show us the way to Jannah. Show us the way to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ummah was chosen for this. Stand up now, my respected brothers. Don't wait for others. Stand up and give our names. Four months. Stand up. Stand up, my respected brothers. We don't know whether we're going to get this chance again. Allah accept us. Allah use us. Change the direction of our life. Stand up, my respected brothers. Four months in the path of Allah. If I'm not standing, ask Allah why I'm not standing. Ya Allah, you accept me. The standing up is dua. We're asking Allah to accept us. Stand up, my respected brothers.